My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he joined us just a couple of weeks ago to talk about his concerns about the approach to immigration reform. At that point, the official bill had not yet dropped, but he was very concerned about how quickly Democrats in the Senate seem to be moving the bill through the process. We've now seen the bill introduced. We've even had a committee hearing on it, and now the senator's here to update us with his position on the bill itself as well as the process. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
Well, the good news is it's not 1,500 pages. It's only 844 pages, but you told us last time that legislation takes a long time to comb through. So how much of this have you been able to get through, and what's your assessment of it at this point?
Well, I've combed my way through most of the substantive provisions, still getting through the rest of it, but it is definitely an involved effort. You know, much like the current bill, the comprehensive immigration reform that I tend to envision would include real border security enhancement, visa modernization, employment verification, robust guest worker programs for high and low-skilled workers, and a compassionate approach to dealing with those people who are currently in the country illegally. But history has taught us that each one of those vital components needs to be addressed incrementally and in sequence in order to ensure that we get meaningful results, the kinds of results that we want. And that's why I'm concerned about this bill. That's why in its current form I can't support it.
Talk about the sequence that you would like to see and what triggers would need to be in place in those sequences to invoke the next part of it. Or at least set the stage for the next debate over the next part of the reform that needs to come.
Yeah, I think at a bare minimum, we would need enhanced border security, and we would need a functioning entry-exit system so that we could track those who have entered the country under a visa, where they entered, and when and where they left. And also need most likely an enacted and implemented visa modernization program so that we can reverse the current problem that we've got, which is that we've made legal immigration very difficult, expensive, and time-consuming. And meanwhile, illegal immigration has become relatively inexpensive and easy. But we got to turn that around. Once those things are in place, and I think we'd be in a good position to deal with the 11 million. I think we could deal with their needs in a much more humane and common sense fashion once those things are in place.
As you look at the Gang of Eight bill, if this was broken up into a number of separate bills, if you look at how they address each of these things, are you generally impressed? Is it a mixed bag? How do you see it?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag. I mean, I'm pleased that the bill does address as many of these issues as it does. The biggest concern I have is that it attempts to do so all in one fell swoop. In other words, it puts the legislative framework in place for a pathway to citizenship to the 11 million before we even know whether the border has been secured. Once we enact that legislation, then that's in motion. That's going to happen unless we legislate again, regardless of whether we in Congress are convinced that the border is, in fact, secure and that our visa system is working properly.
And so if, in fact, the legalization or even citizenship process begins for those here illegally before the border security provisions are found to be working, much less implemented and then found to be working, how concerned are you that we would just see a rush for the border?
Well, that is a very significant concern, and that's a concern that's based on historical experience, based on what we saw in 1986, when we ended up granting legal status to those illegally in the country at the time and putting them on a pathway to citizenship. The promise was made then, okay, we're going to secure the border once and for all. We're going to solve the illegal immigration problem once and for all. And all at the same time, we're going to legalize those currently here illegally. And, of course, those who were here illegally were legalized, but we didn't fix the underlying problem.
We're talking with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. And, sir, there's been some reports that suggest there might be as many as 70 votes in the Senate for this. Well, there certainly hasn't been any sort of full procedural vote on this yet. But what's your sense from the committee hearing that happened and from just talking with your Republican colleagues about maybe the political pressure to get behind this or whether or not they think this is actually a good bill?
Yeah, opinions are still developing. As far as I can tell, the support is strongest within the Democratic caucus. I expect that most or all Democrats are likely to vote for this. It remains to be seen how many Republicans, other than those four who were in the Gang of Eight, will end up supporting it. Some of that, I think, will be determined by events that have yet to occur, like what happens to the bill as it moves through committee. And so I'll be able to answer that question a little bit better once the bill gets to the floor and we know what the finished product looks like.
As a leading conservative in the U.S. Senate, how much more difficult does it make your efforts to point out the flaws in the strategy as you see it with the Gang of Eight approach when there's a pretty prominent conservative, Marco Rubio, doing most of the heavy lifting in terms of the media presentation of this?
He does that, and he has done a good job selling the bill's attributes. I would add to Marco's message the fact that most of the content of his message is good. It's just that, again, like the bill itself, it's out of sequence. And we need to focus on the fact that there is the broadest, most bipartisan base of support for some elements of this bill, like border security and visa modernization. We had to start in those areas where there is the most broad-based bipartisan consensus and where there is the greatest likelihood of us getting something passed through the House after it goes through the Senate. We had to start with those things and pick up those issues, take them one at a time. It need not involve necessarily, 50 or 30 or 20 bills, but at least three or four different pieces of legislation are probably what's needed.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee is also a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.